Today is Veterans Day in the U.S., a time for honoring those who serve or have served in the armed forces. For the Wisconsin National Guard, it's been a pretty busy year. Members have been performing a variety of roles in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, including collecting tests. In fact, last week they collected a record 55,000 specimens in more than 40 counties. That brought the total number of samples taken from around the state to more than 800,000. Guard members also served as poll workers during the April, May, August, and November elections, and they are activated to assist law enforcement with protests in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and Wauwatosa over the summer. That's on top of their ordinary training schedules and workload throughout the year. Major Joe Trovato is spokesperson for the Wisconsin National Guard. Major Trovato, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, and happy Veterans Day.
And to you, too. And wow, just saying everything on top of your normal duties. This has been a busy year for the National Guard here in the state.
It has. And actually, in the spirit of Veterans Day, I'd point out, too, that since Veterans Day 2019, the Wisconsin National Guard has either deployed or returned from deployment some 1,200 troops from places like Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, the Middle East, the Horn of Africa, Ukraine. So we've been very busy on our federal overseas missions, in addition to all the litany of missions you just listed off here at home as well.
How do you train people for something like that? You could be working at a polling site or taking COVID samples, or you could be deployed literally to a war zone.
You know, we pride ourselves on our adaptability, our flexibility. You know, we're citizen soldiers and citizen airmen who come from so many different diverse backgrounds and skill sets from all across Wisconsin. And, you know, really all those diverse backgrounds are really what make us well suited to take on either, you know, the vast array of domestic missions we could be involved with here in the state, but also professionally perform our overseas mission as well. So It's definitely a lot of training, but our soldiers and airmen are so versatile and so professional, and we're just incredibly proud of what they've been able to do this past year.
Now, you mentioned what was going on in some of those international deployments. Let's talk more about the COVID testing here at home. Can you talk about the role that Guard members have played this in this rough year when it comes to this disease?
Yeah, absolutely. So we first mobilized troops all the way back on March 12th. And that was really when the state of emergency was declared at the state level for the COVID-19 pandemic response. And that initial mission was actually to bring back some cruise ship passengers who had been exposed potentially to COVID. There were about 35, I believe, Wisconsin residents who were aboard this cruise ship that docked in California. And National Guard members were called up to actually help transport those individuals back to their homes safely. And ever since then, the role has just continued to grow. We've had, at a peak, we had 1,400 Wisconsin Guard members who were mobilized in support of the pandemic response. And we've taken on a variety of different roles, the biggest one being, and the most enduring one, the probably what most people are familiar with, the community testing sites, the COVID-19 testing sites that have pretty much now had been in almost every Wisconsin county since widespread testing began. But we also performed a number of other roles, ranging from assisting with the Dane County Medical Examiner's Office. We've sent some individuals to assist at some of the isolation facilities when those were in operation. We helped establish in the initial days of the alternate care facility, we helped kind of do some warehousing for them. And we've also operated a call center, and that mission continues. We've placed more than 515,000 calls to residents who are awaiting their COVID-19 testing results. So it's been an incredible year, and certainly we expect it to continue for a while.
Also related to COVID, at election season, a lot of the most common volunteers at polling sites are unfortunately seniors who were more vulnerable to COVID. Can you talk about how the National Guard stepped in there?
Yeah, absolutely. That was another mission where, you know, we were ready, we were willing, and you know, there are Guard members, because we are citizen soldiers and airmen, we we live and work in all the same communities all across Wisconsin. So, you know, Wisconsin has a election law in the book that says that, generally speaking, poll workers are supposed to be working as poll workers in the community, or in the county at least, in which they reside. And then there's another law that says that state employees can serve as poll workers as well. So when we get mobilized to state active duty, we essentially become Wisconsin state employees at that point. And since we had Guard members spread all across the state to begin with, they were literally neighbors helping neighbors, serving in their very own communities in most cases. And we were just in a good, fortunate position to be able to assist our state in that time of need.
Now, Major Trovato, National Guard members are employed here in Wisconsin, or maybe going to a college of some sort or another. Do you have thoughts for employers or maybe professors on how to work around an unpredictable schedule for members of the National Guard?
Well, we talk often in the National Guard about the three-legged stool that supports the Guard member. One, of course, is our families. That's the backbone of the support network that our soldiers and airmen need. But the other two are understanding and support of communities and employers. And certainly colleges fit within that realm. And of course, employers who oftentimes are letting their Guard member employees go away for even their weekend drill training or their regularly scheduled military professional education courses, not to mention the potential for deployment overseas, or as we've talked about in 2020, certainly a lot of deployment here in the state of Wisconsin as well. So we can't thank our employers, our families, our communities, our colleges, university system enough. There's no way we could do what we do without their continued understanding and support.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Major Trovato, what do you want people to know most about the state's National Guard and its members?
Well, you know, we're just very proud to serve our state, our nation, and our communities. Most of us, we wear this uniform because we want to assist our state and our nation in a time of need. So while pandemic response may be something that's kind of new for us, or serving as a poll worker at an election may not be what some of us originally anticipated we might be doing when we first took the oath and swore to defend our nation. But what is very much our core mission is to be there for when our state needs us, or when our community needs us, and when our country needs us. That's why we wear the uniform, and we're honored to be of assistance anytime that our state calls on us.
Major Trovato, thanks for joining us on this Veterans Day.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Major Joe Trovato is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin National Guard. We talked to him about a busy year for the Guard in Wisconsin in 2020.